You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
This is it.
This is it.
Last time doing this.
Sad. So, I'm not going to ask for spoilers on Crisis because I know you won't give them. But talk about crafting this final season around, I mean, with the crossover in mind and how it all leads to the end.
That's a great question. You know, it was tricky because, you know, we've got two different things that we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish the biggest crossover we've ever done, you know, adapting a seminal, beloved comic story. At the same time, we're trying to set up the end game for Arrow. And, you know, those two things really had to be considered in tandem with each other. And I hope we've squared the circle. I think we have. There was a lot of consideration given to, you know, what needs to be done in the Arrow series finale, what should be done in Crisis, how do we make it all work together. But, you know, it's been 8 years of us figuring out tricky things, and I think we've kind of done it. I feel pretty good about it.
Can we see the future characters somehow interact with the present characters?
I'll tell you this. When Steven and I were on the set of the crossover last year, we talked about how it would be a wildly missed opportunity if Mia and Oliver didn't get a chance to meet.
Thank you.
So that's a yes.
That's
it. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
I guess you've probably been asked this a lot, but what are you going to miss most, I guess, about making this show?
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, no one's ever asked me that. I the people. It's really, honestly, it's always been about the people because, you know, it's been 8 years and, you know, after a while you scratch your creative itches and you kind of feel like you've done all the cool things that we're able to do and it really comes down to working with everybody. I mean, these are not just the cast. There are a lot of members of the crew who have been working on the show since the pilot. And I'm going to miss working with all these fucking people who I really, really have come to know and love and enjoy. And, you know, we're all right now united in the effort to make something great and end the show strong. But, you know, when we get closer to the end, I think the reality of, wow, we don't get to do this anymore is gonna hit really hard. And then I'm going to, you know, go drink stuff.
So, after Arrow ends, is this going to be called Arrowverse? What's it going
to
be called?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. It's really up to all of you people,
The nickname.
You guys tell us.
I know from a production standpoint, it's probably not likely, but one of the defining relationships in the Arrowverse has been Oliver and Barry's relationship.
Yes.
We don't see them very often together. What other chances before the crossover do we see them on? Could they cross paths before the crossover?
You know, we have talked about it. And it's absolutely a possibility. We haven't ruled it out. I will say this. You know, last week I pitched the crossover to the network. And the week before that, I pitched the crossover to the studio. And a big part of the pitch was basically acknowledging the fact that for all these past years and every crossover, Oliver and Barry have really been the core that has run through the crossovers, and that's absolutely true in this year's crossover. So, you know, whether it happens before the crossover, again, it's something we've talked about, but for sure in the crossover, that's a key relationship.
And jumping off of that, we, you know, every year, every show, there's this idea of the big bad, you know, who wins the battle, you know, the person that's underneath the attack. And this year, it seemed like for all of the shows, that quote-unquote big bad is time, which is
interesting. Yes. That's a great way of putting it. When we pitch it, we talk about it in terms of destiny. You know, all the characters are facing some version of their destiny. and they have to react to it and confront it and, you know, in a lot of cases rise above it. That said, the big bad of the crossover, literally just tweeted this out 2 seconds ago, is of course going to be the Anti-Monitor from Crisis on Infinite Earths. LaMonica Garrett is going to play that role because there's no one else to play that role. LaMonica's perfect for it. We're going to see, a real strong antagonist for the biggest crossover event we've ever done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.